The AT&T-backed proposal was bottled up in committee for months while the legislature debated the budget, but Senate leadership has given it the go-ahead, and on Wednesday the Joint Finance Panel approved the plan overwhelmingly. The measure would clear the way for the industry to offer traditional cable or video over the Internet. Companies would no longer have to negotiate franchise deals with local municipalities. Instead, they could deal directly with the state. Green Bay Democratic Senator Dave Hansen says the idea is popular with the people he represents.
The message from my constituents has been loud and clear. They want competition. They want more choice. They want this bill passed.
But critics say state regulators won't have enough people or money to do their jobs under this plan. Madison Democrat Mark Pocan says consumer protection will suffer because this is the bill the industry wanted.
Right now, if they really wanted, they could negotiate with every local community like they were doing in Milwaukee, and they could have cable choice for everybody. This bill says we don't want to deal with all those local communities, so just allow the state to allow us to do it. That's what this bill really does.
Some public access channels will also receive less funding under this plan. Right now, cities can negotiate for extra money to pay for public access. This plan would end that practice. The measure passed the Finance Committee on a 13-3 vote. It cleared the Republican-controlled Assembly back in May. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.